So, again, adding to what we've already got. So we've done earlier, we did a brief refresher on that, signals. Oh, before I do that. Now we're going to spend a bit of time on scripts and sounds. I mentioned them earlier, a bit more time on that. So remembering that's not a great place to be, where we want to be. And it might well be further back than that. Safe triangle. All right, where is safest for me that's going to help support this young person the most efficiently and effectively? De-escalate, keep people safe. I think we've talked about most of these, haven't we? Fight, flight, giggle and flock. We did freeze, but that's again what people do on occasion. They're not sure, feel unsafe and freeze. Now apparently, don't hold me to this, and a lot of you will know a lot better than I do. Snakes, it's generally good not to try and run away because they're more likely to attack you. Don't hold me to that. I'm just, don't go anywhere near them, preferably. Alright, but some of that is instinct. Sometimes people freeze in that because that's the best response. Rarely are these good responses or helpful responses in a critical incident when we're supporting other people, unfortunately. They're from way back, hardwired into us. That's where we need a plan. How am I going to stand? To give me a best chance of success. Scripts. You'll all have, or you, you're quite likely have scripts, whether you call them scripts or not. Things we repeatedly say. So here's a bit of a checklist to think of, are there, is this the structure-wise, the most helpful, useful script to have? Why don't we talk about being pithy? Short and to the point, we generally use far too many words. Alright, that's for anyone, never mind if they've got a language processing communication challenge. You know, they'll pick up a few words at best. So keep them short. Again, this is certainly someone probably level one, certainly level two, potentially level three. Positive. Are we telling them what we want them to do? Not what we don't want them to do. So whatever you do, don't think of a pink elephant. Right? Your brain can't not think of something if someone says it. Don't hit me. Don't run around. Tell them what we want them to do. Because we might think it's obvious, but they're not processing well. See, thanks for sitting. And the final bit. Presuppose they're going to do it. Gives us a better chance. Doesn't guarantee success. None of these things do. Thanks for sitting down. More likely to than can you sit down? Or stop running around, even worse. And can you sit down? Because that invites a no. Thanks for sitting down. Better chance. Alright, it's about increasing our odds of success. That's all it is. So this is what we call, and this is in your books. And it's in the resource book as well. Top of page 6. It's what we call a help script. And it's an example of a help script, not the perfect help script. But there's something about the structure that is important if you consider adding this to your toolbox of approaches with your young people. Name, most important word in any of our vocabulary is our own name. Someone right at the back there, well, it depends, but potentially somebody said Nick, are more likely to notice it. Right? We're hardwired to notice our names from a very, very early age. So say their name, but then pause. Make sure, as much as we ever think, you may look at us, they may not, but we generally have a sense if someone is listening or not. Because if they're not listening to us because they're a bit escalated, there's no point saying anything else until they are. So Nick. Yeah, so keep going with whatever their name is until we have a sense they are at least listening. Then it might be something like, so what we're trying to do is connect. So I'll come back. Connect. So your person's name is the most important word, so connect with them by using their name. Then we're trying to empathise. I can see something's wrong, I see something's happened, and you work out the best methods to use, depending on the young person. And see something's not quite right. This bit you're only going to say if they have language. You're not going to say talk to me to someone who is non-verbal, pre-verbal. But it might be show me on your communicator, whatever else it is. What's wrong? What's the matter with this? Yeah? So you adjust it. Then we're saying, I'm here to help you. Right? I'm here to help and give some direction. So the structure of this is important, the words a bit less so, if that makes sense. So connect with them, say their name, that give a better chance of connecting. Then we're empathising, can see something wrong, I can see whatever it is. We're not trying not to say, I can see you're angry. I'm not angry, So trying to use words that are neutral but recognise and empathise something's not quite as it needs to be. You talk to me, you may or may not put it. But then I'm here to help and give you some direction. Let's go and I prefer something that will de-escalate. And whenever I say this, is always an interesting discussion around the risk is we're rewarding what we don't want. They think, oh, the way I get to the swing, the way I get a drink is to go into crisis. So it needs that conversation, are we inadvertently rewarding a behaviour? So there is some people think, oh, the way I get deep pressure is to go into crisis. So that's all we can do. What are we doing? Is that a signal we want to send out to them? Give them some direction. Let's go for a walk. Let's go and... Yeah, so they've got something to do. And I'm asking them what they want to do, because that can be overload again. 2 or 3 minutes, a couple of minutes at your table, thoughts, reflections. Might this work? If so, with the young people you're supporting, if so, how might you adjust it to meet the needs of the young people you are supporting? There's another thing to consider. These aren't magic, they don't make people do what they want to do, but it can be a useful strategy for some young people you're supporting. Because thinking of exactly the right things to say in difficult incidents is super hard to do. Most of us can't do it. Alright, so again, scripts can help us there, we've got a plan. Not only how I stand, what I say. The final bit around this, before I go to the final bit around this, we also talk about how do we seek help, how do we offer help, how do we receive help, how do we switch who's working with the person. Yeah, so historically we start teaching, you see there's a weak teacher, a poor teacher from control. We see that strength. Asking for, receiving for, offering as a strength, that's highly effective teams do that. Now in teams it's our protocol, I'm not saying this is your protocol, our protocol is we say you're not allowed to refuse help. So why might we say, I can't say no, you're not allowed to say no, that's what we're saying. Why might we say that? The risk is people stop offering. Or actually, we actually do need it whether we think we need it or not. And we're making it worse. No one does that deliberately, or rarely do people do that deliberately, but inadvertently we're making it worse. So we'll share with you an approach to how we do that. And you might already have your own approaches, and that's great, they work well. So I want to make sure we're doing our best to be part of the solution rather than it actually the problem becoming about us. Because the young person has locked on to us and decided, we end up in this power struggle, this control struggle around it. So the first level is, our environment, we might say, Nick, I'm here to help. I can't say no, that's our protocol. Okay. Yeah, can you help by coming back in 10 minutes? Can you help by getting us a drink of water? Can you help by working with little Johnny? I think it's best if I go and work with someone else. Yeah, so the first thing is I don't say yes, I can't do this. I have control of that. I decide, but from there I'm not saying no. Alright, now, when we're at our best, sometimes we go, actually, I'm best leaving here. Because they got cranky at me. I may have done nothing wrong, but they've just decided you're the person I'm going to get cranky at. And whilst I'm there, they're going to stay or keep getting cranky or get worse. At our best, we recognise that. We go, let's tag team out of this situation. But on occasions, because they're highly skilled at pulling us in, we can become part of the problem when we get locked in. I want to win this situation. I want to do this. And on occasions that's appropriate. But the risk is we end up in a crisis because we haven't exited. So the second stage is, so if someone says to me, more help, Nick, more help is available, our protocol is I have to say, what do you suggest? What do you suggest? It could be, how about if I work with Johnny for a bit and we'll catch up a bit later? Have that conversation. Alright, so stage one is here to help. I'm a member of staff working with Johnny. I say, can you help by? Next time it comes in, person says, this is getting worse. I think professors in the exit at this point. They say, more help, I have to say, that's our protocol. What do you suggest? Now, it may be that's not the right thing to do. But it's that person's best attempt at de-escalating the situation. That's why at some stage we need to chat about it. Now, actually, next time, can you leave a bit longer? Because I nearly need to do X, Y, and Z with this person. Otherwise, they'll always go to that point to get rid of me. Because you're committed. Yeah? I always say it's easy to stick on a slide, super hard to implement. But what is your process? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes again. Think about how do we currently do this? What works well? What might we need to adjust? How do we currently offer help? Are we open to accepting help? Well, how do we best tag team so we don't end up inadvertently making things worse? Not that anyone wants to make it worse, if not no one, but inadvertently, how many times you do. I know this is a strategy I should have used a lot more. No excuses in what I'm about to say, but why do I think I did that? Probably because I'm male. No excuses, right? Because I think I should solve it. Probably because I was a principal, so I thought I should have been. But we implemented it at times, and it's not hierarchical, alright? So actually, we set it up. So, teacher A would say to me, in the early stages where people are getting comfortable with this, is Nick, I'm here to help. Or more help, I go, yeah, what do you suggest? At an appropriate time, obviously. So, think about, have a chat about, how do we currently do this? That offering, receiving help and tag teaming. What's working well? What might we need to think about a different way of doing that? So we have some settings had, coffee. That was the thing, okay, that's the key word I need to get out of this situation. I need to leave. We'll chat a bit later whether that was right or appropriate, but it's that person's best attempt to help me and help the situation. Adding to things to consider, folks, alright? I'm not telling you should do these things. Adding to things to consider. I'll give you opportunity in a minute to think through, okay, which of these or which other things do we need to think about to make us get a bit better at what we do around all of this. Final bit about communication sound, the manner in which we deliver the message. Our brain's a bit hardwired to notice when if the signals, the sounds and the scripts, so our body language, what we say and how we say it doesn't match. This doesn't quite match. It puts us a bit on alert. Alright, so the sounds is the final piece of that. And it's potentially even less, isn't it, with some of the young people we support. It's very small amounts. The words do matter, but the way we deliver them probably matters more. How our body language is probably the most signals that people get around all of this, but all of these add up, so if they match, it's more likely to work. So what you say is not as important as how you say it, so that the quality of the noise we make, alright, is that matching up? So, short video, it's from an advert way back in the UK, but you'll see the messages don't match, and also look at the impact on the person on the receiving end of this, not right at the start, but a little bit towards the end.